when it came to the construction of the Mishkan, the Torah tells us that only Chachmei Lev were allowed to participate. The Midrash has a very, very interesting comment in Shmais Rabbah on the pasuk of Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev. On the pasuk Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev, the Midrash tells us something which seems to be from way out there. Hadahu Dechsev. This is what the pasuk means. Mayim Rabim Lo Yichlu Lachavas Asalava. That even the greatest waters, the strongest waters, cannot extinguish the love. And even if all of the goyim would gather together to try to be mevatel the ava, which exists between the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael, lo hayu yecholim, they wouldn't be able to. Have a mayim ravim leichud chavos ava. This is the idea of the pasuk mentioned earlier. Shenemar ve'ahevis Yaakov. Hashem Yisbach says through the Navi, I love Yaakov. V'naharos lo yishtefuha. And rivers can't wash it away. Apobane asa lemikdash layiriyos. My children, they made for me a mikdash of hides. V'yaradati v'shachanti b'saycham. And I came down and I dwelled amongst them. Point being that even though hides are not, you know, something to brag about, but as long as Klai Yisrael was the one making the Mishkan, even a Mishkan of hides, it's kedai for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be with his beloved, which is Klai Yisrael. It's a very beautiful medrash. But what does this have to do with Chachma Slev? Vayasuku Chachma Slev. And then the Medrash comments about the Ava between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. Furthermore, the Torah tells us, when it came to the dedications of the Mishkan, the Klal Yisrael were so excited and so much was being brought that it was Dai V'Hoiser, that there was enough and even more so. And the Shaila is, what was done with this V'Hoiser, with the extra donations? Our Chaim HaKadosh has a famous comment where he says that miraculously the Hoiser and the Dai merged together. And even the extra which was brought was so chavav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't want that it should be forgotten or not used. So it was like welded together, something nice occurred where the Dai and the Hoiser were together. The Medrash tells us something else very fascinating. That there were two Mishkans. The first Mishkan is the one we're all familiar with. And the second one, the Medrash says, Rav Moshe shehir se kesef v'zav min ha-mishkan. Moshe saw that there was extra kesef, there was extra zav. So Amar Moshe to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, asinu es malachas ha-mishkan v'haysarnu. Ma nasa b'naiser? What should we do with the extra? Moshe asked Hashem. So Amar Loi, leich v'asi b'hem mishkan l'edus. Go and make for yourself a mishkan ha-edus. And eila pekudei ha-mishkan mishkan ha-edus. So the Medrash says, this is the idea called mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. There's two mishkans. There's the regular Mishkan, and it's called Mishkan Ha'edus. And elsewhere in the Medrash HaGadol, the Medrash says, Melamin Sheshtei Mishkanos Asu. Two Mishkans were made. One is called Mishkan HaShechina, and the other one is called Mishkan LeBeis Midrash Shel Moshe. Moshe made a base Medrash, and that base Medrash of Moshe is also called Mishkan. Let's try to understand the nature of these two Mishkans. Eidla Mishkan Ha'edus. Kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, the double Mishkan. And lastly, the fact that Vayakub Kudei falls down in Parshas HaChodesh is of course coming to teach us that there's a relationship, there's a kesher between the Asiyas HaMishkan and what Parshas HaChodesh is all about. The Torah tells us, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We have a mitzvah in Torah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see from the Torah that this is the tachlis kol mitzvahs. Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Hashem Imach. What is it that Hashem asks of us? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kiim la'yira, v'la'laches v'drachav, v'la'ava Yisrael. That yira should bring to halicha v'drachav, to walking in Hashem's ways, and that should bring us ultimately to avas Hashem. And recently we quoted the Tikkun Zohar. Tikkun Zohar says, that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is called the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst the Tariq mitzvahs. Avas Hashem hi malchus. Kli l'mekol sphere, and Avas Hashem is malchus. It includes all spheres. V'iyu bikudin the kadosh baruch hu b'chol tariq bikudin. This is the mitzvah of Hashem amongst all the Tariq mitzvahs. Every person should have a mitzvah which he feels like he has a special kesher to, special shaychus. Hashem's mitzvah, the Zohar says, is mitzvah Avas Hashem. Which is why the Medrash asks the question, Chazal, Gemara, V'haf l'shem l'kach, Keitzan oye v'samakum, how does a person come to love Hashem? Any idea? So the Rambam gives a teretz where he says that by observing Hashem's miraculous world, you will to be more feelings of love towards Hashem. The Medrash Chazal goes on to say that it's through learning Torah, V'hayu hadvayim ha'ila. Limud Torah brings love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is a serious question. That's why Chazal asks the question. It doesn't say, how is a person being mekayem this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Of course we have the pratim. But how was a person supposed to love Hashem? This is a mitzvah chamura. In Pinyas, there's a big oimik when it comes to Avas Yisrael l'kut Yerbichu. Every day in the evening we talk about Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael. Ahav Rabba Haftana, or Ahavas Oilem Haftana. Such a great love that you have for us. Chemla G'dayla V'yaseira Chamat Aleinu. It's a chemla G'dayla, such compassion, V'yaseira, and extra Chamat Aleinu. The word here which needs understanding is the word V'yaseira. Hashem loves us, and He loves us extra? Well, if He loves us, then that's enough. So why does it need to be extra love? If we can handle the extra love, then what's it there for? So the pashtus is that regular Ahava in the Welt is an Ahava HaTliya B'davar. It's that Ahava, by most people, is because it's dependent on something. But that's not the real Ahava in Avodas HaKodesh. Like the Mishnah tells us in Pekei Avos, Ahava She'ena T'liya B'davar, if the Ahava is dependent on something else, it's not an Ahava which will last. Only an Ahava S'china, an Ahava She'ena T'liya B'davar, is going to last. That's the Ahava of David and Yehoina's son. And that's the love that Hashem has for us. And that's perhaps what's called Ahava Yaseir. Extra Ahava means it's a higher darg of Ahava. Hashem's love for us is not an Ahava which is T'liya B'davar. It is. But we can take it one step further and say that no, Ahava Yaseir means it's extra. Well, if Hashem loves us extra, then what do we do with the extra love? What can we do with the extra love? But the pshat is like this. The Ahava that Hashem loves B'nai Yisrael is very different than the love that a regular person has for somebody else. If two people love each other, then Reuven loves Shimon, and Shimon loves Reuven. Or, let's say, Bein Ish V'Isha. There's a love that they love each other in from right to left and from left to right. It's two different Ahavas. They come together as one, but it's two different Ahavas. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves B'nai Yisrael, and the love that we love back HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, is not two separate Ahavas. The love which He loves us with is the very love that we love Him back with. How is a person supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything comes from Him. But the pshat is that the love which He loves us is so great that it's called an Ava Yaseira. And the Yaseira, the Yoiser, that love Yaseira which Hashem loves us is the love which we take and we love Him back. So when we ask the question, how are we supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is He loves us so much, that's how we love Him back. He gives us the love to be able to love Him with. And that's the pshat which we say in Avraham Avtanu. It's a Yisera, it's an Ava Yisera. And then we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then it says, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. B'chol levavav v'b'chol nafshecha v'yadecha. Mamash, such a love. Where do we get to? Not just a regular Ahava, but b'chol levavav v'b'chol nafshecha v'yadecha. How does Hashem expect us to come to that darga? But the pshat is that He gives us that love. Not that the Torah doesn't say, Te'ehavis Hashem, that you shall love. It says, V'yahavta, it says, it will be. V'ahavta is not just a tzivoy, it's a metzias. You do love Hashem. But the way that works, that v'ahavta is coming on ahava rabba avtanu chem lagdol v'yaseira. Memeil v'ahavta. But what's the word in between Habarich b'ma Yisrael b'yahava and b'yahaf l'Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That word Echad is ma'achid, Hashem's love for us, and our love back to Hashem. That's why Echad is gemach yahava. Because it makes an echdus out of that ahava. It's not two different loves. It's just one love. But we take the ahava yaseira and we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. With that ahava yaseira. That's why the Lashon HaRambam is so sweet. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Yud. When he asks that question, Ketzad i'ahava ruya? How is it that we're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What type of love is it? He writes, Sheyava ves Hashem, ahava gedoyla yaseira. Azmaid. He's describing the Ahava. The Ahava is an Ahava Yaseira. And he goes on to explain Chaylas Ahava Ani, such a lovesick being for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How does the person come to such a Madrega? And then he goes on to say, V'hu sheshlamo amar derech mashal, ki chaylas Ahava Ani, v'kol shir ha-shirim mashal le'inyin zeh. All of shir ha-shirim is trying to be a mashal for this love. Why is it only a mashal? It's not an imshal. Because in the human world, Ploni loves and Almoni loves. But that's only a mashal to the nimshal, because the nimshal is, the emes is that the love that Hashem loves us with is the very love that we love Him back. So how could there be a nimshal to that? It's only a mashal because it's one love. It's an ava achas. So we go back to our questions. And we understand, first of all, Eila pukudi ha-mishka mishka na'ilas. So in the dedications of the Mishkan, there was Dai, there was enough, and V'Hoyser. And that was B'Kavana, that there should be V'Hoyser. Because when it comes to the Mishkan, which is the expression of Hashem's love to B'nai Yisrael, that's what Mishkan is. Mishkan is Hashem saying, I forgive you for the Chet HaEgel, and I love you. And I want to just be with you. That the Shechina should be B'Tachtayna. That's what Mishkan is Hashem's love to us. And that's made from the Trumas HaMishkan, everything that was donated. But there's V'Hoyser. And that v'hoyser is not for not. Something has to be done with that noiser. That's why Moshe asks, what are we supposed to do with this? So what does Hashem say? I want another Mishkan. Whether it's called Beis Midrash Shel Moshe or Mishkan Ha'idus, Mishkan Sheni, whatever it is. The Mishkan which comes from the Hoyser is the Mishkan which we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu back with. That's called Beis Midrash Shel Moshe. Where you sit in that Beis Midrash and you show your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, whatever it is. But it comes from the same Truma. That is the diet of the Mizvahoyser. So he gives us the Chomer also to love him back. So Mamela, what's going on in the Malachas HaMishkan, which is an expression of Hashem's Ahava to B'nai Yisrael, and our Ahava back, it's that Mitzias of Ahava Yaseira, of the Dai V'Hoyser, which creates the Mishkan. And that's where the Medrash, when it speaks about the Chachmei Lev, it says about Vayasugu Chacham Lev, and it talks about the Mishkan, it says, Mayim Rabbi Leichu L'chavas Zahava. Nothing could put out this Ahava. Why can nothing put out this Ahava? Because the Ahava that Klaisel has for Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally in the Ahava which Hashem has for us. You can't put that out. Try putting out the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ahava. Our Ahava is totally in that Ahava. And it takes though a Chacham Lev to know that. Because this is not a simple parasha to understand that there's an Ahava Yaseh which Hashem loves us and we love that back with. So only a Chacham Lev who understands the Metzias of Mishkan can be involved in Malachas HaMishkan. The person is involved in this Inyan of what Mishkan is all about. It's the primis Inyan of what the Sugya of the Ahava that Hashem has for B'nai Yisrael. But Ba'aymek, the Chachmas Lev to understand that Sugya. And with this we can understand the Shaychis between Vayakov B'Kuli and Parshas HaChodesh. Because there's Shemesh and there's Yarech. The Shemesh is a Mashal for Kodesh Baruch. Shemesh u'magin Hashem elokim davar ha-malach says. And the Levon is Knesset Yisrael. And we know that the Yarech shines a light, but it's only a reflection of the light of the sun. And the sun's light, that light of the sun, is warmth. The sun carries an ahava. And so you see even that when it's warm outside, when it's spring and it's the summer, it's not just nice to be outside. People are in a better mood. It's proven that the sun, the lights of the sun, is able to awaken good feelings within people. So people say the warmth of the sun. And the sun shines that love, it shines that warmth to the moon. The moon doesn't have any aura of its own. So how is the moon supposed to love the sun back? But the pshat is that the sun shines off such an ahava to the moon. That love that the Shemesh has for the Rech is so great that there's an Ahavi Yaseir, there's an Or Yaseir. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Yisran Or Min Achayshach. There's a Mitzvah called Yisran Or. Yisran Or is Gematria Shemesh Yarech. Because the Shemesh shines a Yisran Or to the Yarech. And the light, the warmth, the love that the Yarech shines back at the Shemesh is not the love of, it's not the light of the Yarech itself. It's the light of the Shemesh, which the Yerech is sending back to the Shemesh. That's exactly what we're describing. There's Dai V'Hoyser. There's an Avi Yaseir. And the Yerech can only take the love which the Shemesh gives it and to send it back to the Shemesh. Because it's one love. It's one Or. Even that which the Yerech gives to the Shemesh belongs to the Shemesh. That's in the Metzias of the Mishkan. That's the Ahava which Vayachal B'chud is Chaim. That's the Chachma Slave of the Mishkan. And that's the Inyan of Parshas HaChodesh. Mamash Hayinu Hach. And for us, it's a very big lekach. When it comes to relationships and life and people, now that we understand Ba'amkas, how it is we're expected to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we get that from Him. It's not totally in us. It's tapping into the love that Hashem has for us and realizing that it's an Avas Chinam, it's an Ahava Yaseira, and to love Him back with the love He gives us. But it's not when it comes to spouses, when it comes to children, when it comes to relationships. You see, like the Pasuk says, Kemayim Panim Lepanim, Kein Levo Adam LaAdam. When a person gives an ahavas chinam to somebody else, not just a regular love, but a big love, an ahavi yaseira, an ahavas chinam, unadulterated love, we see how people come back. So many people are not capable of loving on their own. They weren't loved as children, or whatever, drachim in life. They're tapped out. They just don't have the means to be able to love back. But when they come in contact with the person in their life who's able to love them in ahavi yaseira, and it's daiva hayser, we give over to those people the love which they're going to use to be able to love back. And that's what we hope from parents, that they're giving over their children, not just a regular love. They love their children so much, but enough to be able to give over the love which they're going to need to love in their life. Sometimes children, adults, they don't get that love. But this is the Ahava, which in this generation is needed more than ever. But to know that when we love a lot, we're walking b'dracha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by having that Ahava Schinam, happens to be K'mayim Panu L'Panu L'Gematria Ahava Schinam. But when we have that Ahava Schinam and that Ahava Yaseira, that's the secret of what Mishkan is all about, and we should be zeichet through that to be mekayem the mitzvah. We have to shem kecha v'chalavav v'chonav shechalav meyedecha.